The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped-up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Back to it. Thanks for hanging with us in the second game of our doubleheader tonight here on KMZA from Wetmore High School. It's the Cardinals playing host to the Trojans of Troy. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Let's get you the starting lineups for the boys' contest here tonight. We'll start with Troy and Jarrett Norris, the big-time high flyer for the Trojans here tonight, but is not getting the start, so unsure of the reasoning behind that, but Jarrett Norris not starting tonight for Troy. They'll go like this. Griffin Weber is a 5'8 senior. Preston Christensen is a 5'11 junior. Cam Anderson in the backcourt, a 6-foot senior. Reagan Hartman joining him back there, a 5'11 junior. And then Bowden Bennett will get the start, a 5'9 sophomore. So again, for Jonathan Rodvelt in his third season at the helm, it is Weber, Christensen, Anderson, Hartman, and Bennett. Trojans are 11-5, still undefeated in CBL play. The Cardinals of Wetmore will go like this. Storm Hackler is a 5'9 senior. Kyler Womack, a 5'8 junior. Eric Bloom, a 5'11 senior. Jacob Carls, a 6'2 junior. And then Braden Henry, a 6'1 senior. Second team All-League a year ago, averaging 19 points per game this season. He has been fantastic and is going to need a big one tonight from him. They want to knock off the Trojans for the first time in TBL play. Game presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Road blue uniforms for Troy, the all-white home uniforms for the Cardinals. First matchup between these two this season. Troy finished fourth at the TBL tournaments this season, and Wetmore finished seventh place at the TBL tournament, but the Cardinals have won four straight since the TBL tournament, and the Trojans have won three of their last four since the midseason tournament. And the tip-off is controlled and won by the home team Cardinals, and we are underway. Nightcap of the doubleheader here on a KMZA. Right side to Eric Bloom, gets a touch on the wing. Top of the key to Henry, left side pass. Now a quick dart inside, layup good for Jacob Carls. Carls averaging nearly 8 points per game, and he gets Wetmore on the board first, 2-0, 20 seconds into the ball game. First opportunity for Troy on the offensive end. They go from left to right here in the first half. There's a drive, ball kicked on the floor, picked up by Womack, and a steal. As Troy turns it over on their first possession, and now Womack will walk it up the floor from right to left. Womack goes down the middle, angles right, now gets it to Henry, top of the key. Hands it to Hackler at the free throw line. Now Carls the touch, top of the key. Hands it off to Womack, who resets in front of the midcourt stripe. Right side pass to Eric Bloom on the wing. They move it well. Henry left side to Hackler in the corner. Now it's Bloom top of the key. They go inside, pass deflected, out of bounds, and it will stay with the Cardinals. 6:56 left here, first quarter, 2-0, the Cardinals lead. Now the Troy girls won the first matchup tonight, 51-33. So Troy looking for a sweep here on the road. Here's Carls, top of the key, now to Henry. Left side pass, it goes. Bloom, a baseline drive, lost his footing, and he's going to be fouled underneath. I believe it's on the floor. It's our first foul of the game. We'll go against the Trojans, and this one will be against Hartman. Reagan Hartman, the 5'11 junior. So the Cardinals to throw it in. It's Womack. Left side to Henry. Wants to work. Spin. Shot is up, and the shot is good. Braden Henry makes it 4-0 Wetmore. 6:40 left here, first quarter. Boy, he has been dynamite. 19 points and over 7 rebounds a game, and he's averaging 22 since the TBL tournament. Here is Cam Anderson. We'll reset up top. Backs out towards the left wing. Now to Bennett on the right wing. Holds it high, has the dribble, now using it, shuffling it top of the key to Griffin Weber. Now right side to Christensen. They get it back to Anderson, right corner. Some miscommunication guarded there by Womack, looking for a cut. Pass deflected and nearly taken away, but it's last touch by Troy and out of bounds, and it goes back to Wetmore. So the Cardinals, a good start, both ends of the floor. They lead it 4-0, 2 minutes in. Now Troy having to put some pressure on in the full court. Cardinals having to deal. They get Henry across the timeline. Now Womack. Pass into the left corner, but out of bounds. Too much on it, and Bloom couldn't quite handle it. Goes out of bounds, and Troy gets it back. 5:50 left first quarter, 4-0 Cardinals. Here comes Cam Anderson up the floor. Anderson, the 6-foot senior, averaging over 10 points per game. Gets to the left elbow. Pulls from there. Too strong. Battle for the rebound. It's ripped away by Braden Henry. Here comes Wetmore up the floor, leading 4-0, 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Here's Bloom, left side pass, it goes to Hackler. Hackler inside to Carls, missed the layup and a rebound for Weber. Carls, gonna wish he had that one back. Here's Griffin Weber, pulls up from the free throw line, no good, rebound chased into the corner by Womack. Now Womack will slow down the pace as we're coming up on 3 minutes into the first quarter. It's a 4-0 Wetmore lead. Two apiece by Carls and Henry. Here's Bloom, right side on the wing. Top of the key to Womack. They set him up from three. In and out, no good. And the rebound tips to Christensen, and here comes Troy. Still looking for their first bucket tonight. Christensen gets it inside. Now lost it, and Womack comes away with a steal. Third turnover by Troy. 4:40 and counting. First quarter, 4-0 Wetmore. Have the ball here in the half court. Here is Hackler, back to Womack, top of the key. Henry, open in the corner, nice ball fake, drives baseline, floater with the right hand, kisses it off the window. Braden Henry, now with 4. 6-0 Wetmore, 4:20 to go in the first. Here's Cam Anderson, gets a high ball screen, gets to the free throw line, turns at the elbow, kicks it out to Weber. Right wing, now backing out with a few dribbles, guarded by Hackler, gets a ball screen, curls, kicks it left side to Hartman, who drives, puts up a shot, no good, and a rebound for Carls. And Womack had it knocked away, and a steal by Troy will give it back to him. Hartman in the short corner. Here's Bennett's a floater in the lane that rattled home. And finally, Bowden Bennett getting Troy on the board. They trail 6-2, 3:45 left here in the first. Here's Hackler, all the way to the 10. Shot might have been partially blocked, and then a whistle and a foul. Kind of a late whistle after the shot. I think we're going to get free throws for Storm Hackler. Foul is on Christensen, his first, and Troy foul number 2. And they will say it's on the floor. 6-2, Wetmore by 4, 3:40 left here in the first. Here is Womack, top of the key to Henry, works it left on the wing. They step back, and he's open for 3, not there, short, and then a whistle and a rebound, and it's going to be a foul on Carls on the rebound attempt. So Jacob Carls, the 6'2 junior, picks up his first foul, and the first Wetmore foul here in the ball game. So 3.5 minutes to go here in the first, 6-2, Wetmore by 4, Troy with the ball. Here's Cam Anderson. They get it to the elbow. That is Hartman. Now back to Anderson, left wing. Top of the key to Hartman. Right back to Anderson. Open for 3. Got it. Cam Anderson. Three-pointer number 35 on the year for him. Makes it 6-5. They continue to press in the full court and nearly got a steal, but instead they're going to get a foul. It'll be their third team foul. I think the foul's on Bowden Bennett, it is his first. So 1 point Wetmore lead, 6-5, 3:05 left here in the first quarter. Here is Womack, receives the inbounds pass, far side of the floor to Hackler. Womack gets it back. Near side it goes to Bloom, and they beat the pressure this time up the floor. They settle in the half court. Here's Womack bouncing it to Henry, top of the key. Gets it to Hackler on a curl. Now Carls a touch top of the key. Right side to Womack in the corner. Drives, kicks it. Henry right corner. He'll go baseline. Whistle and a foul. On the floor. Team foul number 4 against Troy. Stops the clock at 2:39 here in the first. They get Hartman with his second. 6-5 Wetmore. 2:39 left here in the first. Henry inside. Bloom shot up no good, but a foul's called. Good entry pass there by Henry, and Bloom will have an opportunity to shoot two free throws. Team foul number 5 against Troy, and the second foul against Bowden Bennett. So at the line, Eric Bloom, the 5'11 senior, 8 points per game, 2.5 rebounds a contest. He's a 61% free throw shooter. In and out on the first, no good. As a team, Wetmore is 65% at the line. They have won 4 straight games, coming off a win over Washington County on Friday, 51-39. And the second free throw is good by Eric Bloom, and it's a 7-5 Wetmore lead with 2.5 minutes left here in the first, and there's a intercepted pass and then taken right back by Troy, and then an easy layup in transition by Reagan Hartman. Makes it 7-7 with 2:20 to go here in the first. Here's Bloom, near sideline, up the floor, breaks the pressure, stops on the wing, now hesitates, gets inside, now dribbles back out. Henry gets it up to Womack, and they reset, coming up on 2 minutes left here in the first. We're tied at 7. Womack guarded by Weber, gets it to Henry at the free throw line, turns, faces, now Womack right wing. They go inside to Henry on a cut, beautifully done, nice ball fake up and under, and the layup is good. Henry now with 6, makes it 9-7 Wetmore with 1:50 left here in the first. Here is Griffin Weber, key, kind of angles towards the right wing, guarded by Hackler, wants to drive on him, gets a ball screen there, steps back, gets it to Anderson on the wing. Ball fakes on Womack, now resets. 1:35 and counting first quarter. 9-7 Wetmore. Here's Anderson. Around the screen. Gets all the way to the baseline. Near side. Kicks it back out. This is Hartman. Top of the key, it goes to Weber. Kind of reset. Weber to Hartman near side. He's on the wing. Guarded there by Bloom. Bloom knocked it away into the backcourt. It nearly came away with a steal, and now he's going to get called for a foul. It's a little over-aggressive there by Eric Bloom. He'll get his first foul. And just the second Wetmore team foul. Down to 1:14 left here in the quarter. 9-7, Wetmore by 2. It's Griffin Weber receiving the inbounds pass from Anderson. Left side on the wing, Hartman looking for a cut inside that's no good. A near steal, and then finally it's thrown away as Hartman had too much on it. Going for Weber on the wing and out of bounds. 5 turnovers here in the quarter by Troy, giving it back to the Cardinals, who lead it 9-7 with 1 minute left here in the first. Here is Hackler, right side, back to Womack. See how they want to play the final 52-ish seconds of the quarter. Here's Womack, picks it up on the right wing. Hackler, top of the key, had it knocked away by Weber in a steal. Weber now with 42 seconds will kind of back it out. Maybe got away with a carry there. He's on the right wing, guarded by Hackler. Works inside, shot up no good, but a foul called. And we're down to 37 seconds left here in the quarter, so it's a foul against Storm Hackler. That's going to be his first, team third. So 37 seconds to go. Troy down 2 with the ball. They set up Griffin Weber, a right wing 3. This is short. And a rebound for Carls. So now 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Wetmore can play for the final shot, if they so choose. 9-7 their lead. Good physical battle here in the first quarter. Henry left side, Womack inside. Carls too easy, but he missed the layup. He was wide open. And he really wishes he had that one back. Rebound for Bennett, and now 10 seconds for Troy. Hartman steps in, a left wing J. That's short. Battle for the rebound, picked up by Bloom. 4 seconds to go. He wants to push the tempo, gets all the way to the rim. Layup good at the buzzer. What a sequence. Eric Bloom with 3, and Wetmore leads it by 4. The end of the first quarter. It is Wetmore 11 and Troy 7. Second quarter action coming your way next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot. 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports. Kansaland Radio.
Second quarter just getting up and going. It's a four-point Wetmore lead at 11-7 through the first 8 minutes. Braden Henry, 6 to lead the charge for Wetmore. 3 by Cam Anderson to lead the way for Troy. The second quarter action underway. Troy with the ball down 4 and going from left to right here in the first half. Top of the key to Cam Anderson. Working on Womack. Left side pass. It goes to Bowden Bennett. Has the dribble. Now using it. Haley had it knocked away, but short corner left to Christensen. Back to Cam Anderson. Now into the corner with Weber. Weber's pass deflected by Carl. Nearly taken away, but Troy will gather and reset. 35 seconds into the second quarter. 11-7. Wetmore by 4. Pass deflected, intercepted. Henry comes away with a steal. One thing about Wetmore is they're not deep. Go about 7 or 8 max, but, boy, they certainly like to control the pace and the tempo. They set up Henry for the lob, and he lays it in for 2. Womack with the assist. 8 points now for Braden Henry, 13-7, Wetmore by 6. A minute plus into this second quarter. Anderson steps back, a right wing 3 on the way. This one no good. Battle for the rebound inside. It saved underneath and finally collected by Braden Henry. Troy fans to my left thought they were out of bounds on the baseline, but no call by the official. Wetmore leading 13-7, 6:35 until halftime. Here's Henry, top of the key, right side pass to Womack. Womack sets up Bloom now at the top of the key. Now Hackler, left side on the wing. One dribble, now Carl, top of the key, right side to Bloom. Has the dribble, not using it yet. Now Hackler gets it back, top of the key. Man-to-man defense right now by Troy. Wetmore trying to adjust. Get something going here on this offensive possession. Here's Bloom, curls, gets it inside to Carl. Shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound by Henry, gets his own miss. Now he's stuck between multiple jerseys, and then he had it taken away by Bowden Bennett. So an opportunity there missed for Braden Henry inside. Here's a 3 by Bowden Bennett, and he hits the floor and is fouled and now is holding his left ankle. And he's going to shoot free throws. Assuming he's good to go, he is very gimpy on the left ankle right now as Carl's picked up the foul, his second. And again, Bowden Bennett is right now set to shoot 3 free throws, but now with the injury to the left ankle, he's going to come out of the game. And Seth Judd, the 5'8 sophomore, will check in and shoot 3 free throws. And the first one is no good. So hopefully Bowden Bennett is okay, favoring again that left ankle. Hurt enough to where he couldn't shoot the free throws. As Judd knocks in the second of 3. First point for Seth Judd, the 5'8 sophomore. 13-8 is the Wetmore lead, 5:49 until halftime. The third free throw is good. So Judd comes in, hits 2 out of 3, and it's a 13-9 Wetmore lead. Henry up the floor, gets it to Bloom, top of the key to Womack, and they reset. A Cardinals offense that averages 46 points per game. And last year, 14-9. This year, they are 10-6 currently. Their first winning season in 20 years. Henry with a drive and is going to draw the foul. Drove in from the right wing as Jarrett Norris is now in the game for Troy. He sat the first quarter. And Norris will pick up his first foul, the 6'4 junior, one of the best in the TVL, and certainly makes a difference for this Trojans roster. Henry will shoot two. And he buries the first, and he's got nine here in the first half. Talk about what he's done since the TVL tournament. Braden Henry, 22 points, 8 rebounds a game. Last week he had 21-10 against Onega, and then 26-8 most recently against Washington County. So he has been on a tear. He goes 2 for 2. He now has 10, the lead back to 6. 15-9 Wetmore. 5:20 to go until halftime. Now they show some pressure in the full court, so they cause a steal. Another turnover by Troy as Wetmore kind of flipped the script on the defensive end. Here's Womack will reset. Kayla Thayer, the head coach for the Cardinals, has been with the program but took over as head coach mid-season. Doing a great job with this program. Here's Henry for three. That one is strong. Rebound for Troy. Troy has struggled here offensively tonight, so they average 51 points per game. Here's Christensen, a drive, caught on the baseline, had it knocked away by Henry, and a steal. Now Henry trying to fight off some defenders at the top of the key. Womack with a nice ball fake, good extra pass. Henry along two, book it. Braden Henry with 12. 17-9 as Wetmore continues to control the pace here in the first half. Down to 4:20 to go. Now Bloom comes away with a steal, far sideline. Now he wants to work it. Gets it off to Henry, spins on the block, layup no good, and a rebound for Jarrett Norris. Another opportunity missed there by Braden Henry. Now Norris, first opportunity for him, who averages 17 points and 10 rebounds a game. Did not play in the first quarter, but back in there. Much needed piece for the Trojans on offense. Christensen looking inside for him. Good defense, though, by Carls to front. Here's Weber to Judd, left corner, goes baseline. Cut off by a double team, kicks it back out to Weber in the left corner. Now dribbles out of some trouble. Down to 3:45 until halftime. 17-9, the Wetmore lead. Here's Judd, right side on the wing. Top of the key to Weber. Guarded by Hackler. Kicks it back out to Anderson on the wing. Works to the free throw line. Now kicks it back out to Weber, who fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound for Henry and a foul on Troy. And that's team foul number 7, so free throws coming up for Braden Henry. As we'll get another sum into the game, as Christensen picks up his second. As Austin Grable will check in for Troy. Henry's free throw is no good, so he misses the front end of a 1-1. Norris the rebound. 17-9. The Wetmore lead is 8. Under 3:20 to go here in the first half. Doing a great job on the defensive end against the Troy team. Again, averaging over 50 points per game. We played about 13 minutes of game time, and just 9 points at this point for Troy. Here's Grable, just checked in on the wing. Gets it back to Griffin Weber in the corner. Over the top pass to Norris. Had it knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touch by Norris. So another turnover by the Trojans. Now 10 here in the first half. Certainly not helping their cause in the offensive end. Now Wetmore gets it back in a 17-9 lead. They do a good job breaking the pressure. Set it back up top to Womack, and once again kind of slowing the pace down and keeping it at their pace. Henry left side to Hackler, curls to Carl, top of the key, back to Hackler, left wing, stops and pops for a long two, and it's good. Storm Hackler, a big bucket, his first one of the night, makes it 19-9, and now Troy wants a timeout. I don't blame them. They have struggled offensively, and Wetmore in control, leading by 10, 19-9, 2:24 left in this first half. Trying to see if it's a full or a 30. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. In game tonight brought to you by Peru State College. We've got some girls' finals rolling in. We got most of them, or a good handful of them. We'll start in the TVL. Again, girls' scores at our final tonight. Frankfort defeats Axel 61-39. Washington County winning at Blue Valley 55-29. A big win for Donathan West over Onega 61-26. Valley Heights, they go to 15-1. They win at Lynn 47-30. And if you're just joining us, the Troy girls won the first matchup here at Wetmore tonight, 51-33. Just a few scores from the area. As we come out of the quick timeout, Troy with the ball, trying to scramble for some answers on the offensive end. They're down 19-9 with now 2:20 and counting left in the first half. Griffin Weber hands it off. Cam Anderson, top of the key. A little three-man weave action between Weber, Judd, and Anderson. Now Anderson, top of the key, trying to get to the elbow. Kicks it to Judd. Now Judd working back towards the top of the key. Spins. Gets it back to Weber. Here's the touch inside for Norris. Inside layup, good. Finally getting Jarrett Norris involved. His first bucket makes it 19-11 Wetmore. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. They get it up the floor. Bloom, they get behind the press. Nice extra pass to Carls, who lays it in for two. Jacob Carls. Eric Bloom, the assist. And it's back to 10. 21-11 as we're coming up on the final 90 seconds here in the first half. Here's Griffin Weber. Top of the key. Casually hands it off to Grable. Now Judd a touch. Right side on the wing. Grable gets it back. Wants to go baseline. Cut off. Gets it back to Judd. Now it's Weber at the elbow, kicks it right side to Judd, who fires a three. This one no good, and a rebound chased down in the corner by Carls for Wetmore. 65 seconds until halftime, 21-11, Wetmore by 10 with the ball. Olmack is going to just stand in front of the midcourt stripe, see if they want to waste as much time possible, potentially play for the final shots. Carls in the corner. Kick it back out to Bloom. They look pretty content on running as much time unless it's an absolutely guaranteed bucket, as most coaches would tell you in this situation. If it ain't there, just might as well take the time. And there's a whistle and a foul up top. They'll get Seth Judd with a little casual bump foul as first and the eighth team foul. So that's going to put Womack at the line to shoot a 1-1. The 5'8 junior, Kyler Womack. Shy of 8 points per game this year, 4.5 rebounds a contest. Shoots it at a 63% clip at the line, and the first attempt here is no good, but Carls gets the rebound and then lost it. Norris comes away with a steal. Here's Anderson with 30 seconds to go. Lost it inside and still on the floor. A couple bodies hit the floor and then picked up by Bloom. Sits in the air, and finally Wetmore comes away with it. 20 seconds to go until halftime. 21-11, a 10-point Wetmore lead. Womack across the timeline. Goes right. Bloom. Now 10 seconds. In between the rings out high. Angles to the right wing. Skips it. Hackler with 4 seconds. Shovels it to Carls. Layup good. What an executed play there down the stretch. Jacob Carls with 6. Another nice feed from Bloom, and we are at halftime. Beautifully executed all the way around by Wetmore. First 16 minutes in the books. As Wetmore leads it at home, 23-11 over Troy. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 23-11, Wetmore in front. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Yeah.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FCS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FCS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Game at the half, and Wetmore putting on a show, especially on the defensive end, as they lead Troy 23-11. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, as the Troy girls won the first game tonight 51-33, and the Wetmore boys trying to make it a split as they lead it again 23-11 at halftime. They led 11-7 after the first quarter, but a dominant 12-4 advantage in the second quarter, extending that lead out to 12. 23-11 again at the half. Braden Henry continues his dominant streak. Really, all season he's been really, really good, but most recently since the TVL tournament, he had 12 of the 23 first half points. Jacob Carls had 6, 3 from Eric Bloom, and 2 by Storm Hackler. Troy, not as much offense as, again, they were pretty bottled up in the first half, and they got 3 apiece, or I should say just 3 from Cam Anderson, and then 2 apiece by Jarrett Norris, Reagan Hartman, Seth Judd, and Bowden Bennett. Trojans had 11 turnovers and were 2 of 3 at the line. Wetmore had 6 turnovers. They were 3 of 6 at the line. Wetmore out-rebounded Troy in the first half, 11-6. Again, 23-11 at the half. Take another break. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at onehbank.com.
KMZA.
23-11, Wetmore in control at the half against Troy as we roll along. And our halftime again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Let's run through some girls' finals from the scoreboard for tonight. A couple of non-league games. Centralia, number 2 in 1A D1. They stay undefeated. They win at St. Mary's 44-39. Rock Creek a winner against Marysville 41-22. In the TVL, it was Frankfort defeating Axtell 61-39. Washington County wins at Blue Valley 55-29. Hanover a winner at home against Clifton Clyde 43-31. Jonathan West 61-26 a winner at Onega Valley Heights. They go to 15-1. They win at Lynn 47-30. And then also, of course, the first game tonight here on KMZA was Troy winning against Wetmore 51-33. Scores from the Big 7 was Hiawatha going to 13-3. They beat Riverside 57-43. Holton wins at Royal Valley 49-31. Wildcats are now 10-6. Nemaha Central, a winner at Sabetha 36-30. They're now 12-4. A couple of scores in the Northeast Kansas League. It was Jefferson County North defeating Horton 57-31. Also, Moore Hill, a winner at home against McLeod, 32-26. We'll take one final two-minute timeout. When we come back, it'll be the second half getting going as Wetmore leads Troy 23-11. Second half after a two-minute timeout here on Kansas Land Radio.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, Wetmore trying to make it a split tonight as the Troy girls won the first of our doubleheader, but Wetmore with a 23-11 lead as we start the second half. And the Cardinals with it going now from left to right. Here's Bloom on the wing, top of the key to Womack. Gets it right back from Hackler. Resets his zone defense right now being presented by Troy, a 2-3 variety. Here's Hackler on the wing, right side, takes a step towards the corner, now back up top. They reverse it, left side, on the wing to Bloom. Now Hackler going to call a new play, calling out money. Here's Henry, right side, but a good first half with 12 points. Henry gets it back, they set him up for three. This one is short, and a battle for the rebound brought down by Griffin Weber. Here's Christensen. He had it knocked away in a steal, and a left-handed layup is good in transition by Bloom. He's got five. 25-11. The lead is 14 for Troy. Or I should say for Wetmore. Correction. There's a whistle and a foul. Anderson, a head of steam drive and through some contact, and we'll get the foul and we'll shoot two. Much needed opportunities here at the line for Troy to try to some kind of momentum. Womack picks up the foul as first, team first. So Cam Anderson, 3 points tonight. He's a great free throw shooter, 82%. And the first one is good. He's now 15 of 18 at the line this season. Second free throw up and good. So he goes 2 for 2. He's got 5 to lead Troy, and the lead is 12 now for Wetmore at 25 to 13. We've played a minute and change here in the third. Womack to Henry. Right back to Womack, top of the key. Pass into the corner now with Bloom. They close out on him quickly. Get it back to Womack, top of the key. Now working on the right wing. Working back now towards the top of the key. Gets it back from Bloom. Troy now extending this zone out a little bit as they get it to Bloom right side. Now extending this out to make it a little bit more difficult. Hackler will fire a deep shot. That's no good from the left wing, and a rebound for Cam Anderson. Here's Anderson up the floor. Gets it back in the left corner. Wants to go baseline. Now works it. Lost his footing. And Bloom goes on the deck to get it. Trying to hand it off to Hackler. And a whistle and a timeout's going to be called by Wetmore. So they somehow get the TO out. It's a 30. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 6:12 left in the third quarter. 25-13 is the Wetmore lead. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Again, Braden Henry, 12 points tonight, leading all scores. 6 from Jacob Carl. Cam Anderson leading Troy with 5 points. As we come out of this timeout, Cardinals will have the basketball and the 12-point lead, 25-13. So again, both of these teams in the upper half, I mean, of the TBL, Troy has yet to lose a league game, so they certainly control their destiny in a potential league title this year. They got to deal with Hanover, some other teams at the top of the league as well. Hanover has yet to lose a league game. There is Womack, a straight on three that's no good, and a rebound for Christensen. Now a pass deflected out of bounds. It'll go to Troy as it was last touched by Carl. So Troy gets it back down 12, 5:50 left here in the third. Here is Cam Anderson right down Broadway. Waist side dribbles with the right hand, goes between the legs and passing it left side on the wing to Bennett. Bennett hands it off to Weber up top. More towards the left wing, now going baseline, gets all the way inside. Nice pass to Christensen, who puts it up and in. Preston Christensen now with 2, and it's 25-15. The lead for Wetmore trimmed down to 10. Here's Hackler. His pass a little lazy, intercepted by Anderson. So here's an opportunity for Troy. A little momentum after a turnover. Anderson inside. Christensen underneath. Lost it on the floor. Whistle and a travel is going to be called on Christensen. Now 14 turnovers in the ballgame for Troy. Third here in the quarter. So coming up on 5 minutes left here in the third, 25-15, Wetmore by 10. Womack top of the key, right side pass to Hackler, gets it right back. Now Bloom, play back and forth with it, surround the perimeter. As Troy again just kind of sitting back in this 2-3 zone defense. Here's Carl's in the corner, up top to Womack. Now Henry a touch left side on the wing. Carl's flashing in the middle, turnaround shot, no good. And a whistle and a foul after Anderson nabbed that rebound. It'll be the second foul against Wetmore and the second against Hackler. So Troy gets it back down 10, 25-15, 4:38 left here in the third. This will be Griffin Weber up the floor for Troy. Guarded by Hackler, angles left. Gets it there on the wing. Now gets it right back from Bennett. Now Weber wants to drive, gets all the way in and lays it in for 2. Nicely done, Griffin Weber. His first basket makes it 25-17, and Troy slowly creeping back here in the third quarter. Here's Hackler, top of the key to Womack. Left side to Bloom. Back to Womack. Now Henry, they close out on him quickly. Now Womack to Hackler, right side. Back to Womack, top of the key, and they'll reset and call a new play. So the Cardinals have struggled here against this zone defense, finding anything around or even at the rim. Here's Henry in the near side corner. Gets it back, and Anderson closes out on him very quickly. And now Bennett came over with a double team to get it out of his hands. Now Womack, top of the key. Long possession here for the Cardinals. Henry, right side on the wing. Closed out by Anderson once again. Now Womack, under 3.5 minutes left here in the third. 25-17 the score. Wetmore with the 8-point lead, but Troy chipping away. Once again, a lot of perimeter passing. They just can't get anything in the middle of this zone. As Womack and Bloom play back and forth with it about 4 or 5 straight times with each other. As now Troy is just kind of standing there. And Wetmore has not got anything going this possession, although they're taking up some good time. And now finally a bump and a foul. As they're going to get Bowden Bennett with this one, his third. And the first foul on Troy here in the second half. So down to 3 minutes to go here in the quarter. 25-17, Wetmore with the ball and the lead. Troy has certainly turned up the defensive intensity here in the third quarter. Wetmore has struggled to score, as it's been a low-scoring affair all night so far. Here's Henry, top of the key. Gets it off to Hackler. Now Carls finds Henry underneath, and he is fouled. And we'll shoot two. Finally, they get him inside. And there was a couple of blue jerseys around. Let's see who they get the foul on. I think it's on Bennett. And Bowden Bennett has picked up his fourth. Jared Norris will come into the game. Braden Henry will shoot two. 12 points and 4 rebounds so far. First free throw is good. 13 now in the game for Henry, 26-17, lead back to 9 for Wetmore as Norris will come into the game. Henry now 3 of 4 at the line, make it 4 for 5. He got 14, he goes 2 for 2 there. It's a 27-17 Wetmore lead. We get a whistle and a timeout. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. And Kirk Hillman back in studio. Brandon Tadman with you from Wetmore High School, continuing our coverage here tonight. As we got some scores from around the area. Some boys games at halftime last check. Nemaha Central leading Sabetha 24-16. Atchison and Casey Washington were tied at 25 apiece. And Hiawatha and Riverside, Hiawatha led by 4 at the half there, 29-25. So we'll get out of the timeout. Troy with the basketball. Down by 10. 27-17. Now it looks like Wetmore is going to gather into this zone defense. Just like what Troy's doing. Here's Griffin Weber for 3. Left corner, no good. Tipped in the air. Norris able to get the rebound. He wants to go back up. Carls with the block and the rebound. Nicely done by Jacob Carls. Now Womack will slowly walk it up the floors. We're down to 2 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Bloom. Top of the key to Henry. Left side pass to Womack, and he's going to be called for a travel. Got to put the ball on the floor. Second turnover in the quarter. 8 in the game by the Cardinals. And Troy gets it back down 27-17 with now under 2 minutes to go in the third. Cam Anderson to Weber. High right. Into the corner. They set up Hartman for 3. This one too strong, and a whistle and a foul underneath. It'll be against Wetmore on the rebound attempt. We'll get Womack with this one, his second. Team third. So Troy keeps it underneath their own buckets. Down 27-17. We got 1:45 left here in the third. Anderson has to chuck it into the backcourt. Gets it into Christensen. Swings it to Anderson on the left wing. Skips it right wing to Hartman. Using the dribble once, left side, top of the key to Weber. Now Anderson, a deep left wing three. This one is no good. And a rebound tips into the hands of Womack for Wetmore. Bouncing it up to Hackler. Near side pass to Bloom. Bloom baseline, cut off, kicks it back out on the wing. Now Carls to the corner to Henry. Down to under 120 left here in the third. It's still a 10-point Wetmore lead. 27-17. Womack to Bloom. On the right wing, guarded now by Cam Anderson. Works to the free throw line, backs up top, off to Carls. Carls using the dribble three times, now four, now five. Now backing out and resetting the offense, trying to bounce it into Henry. Wing short, stop and pop from 15, short. And a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Wetmore on the rebound attempt. As they will get Jacob Carls with now his third, and here comes Carter Montgomery, a 6'4 senior, into the game for Wetmore. That's a big body. And we'll put him in the middle of that zone defense. This is now his 11th appearance this season for the 6'4 senior. Here's Christensen from the elbow, knocks it down. Four now for Christensen, all here in the second half. 27-19, it's an 8-point Cardinals lead. With the ball, now 30 seconds to go here in the third. Womack working on Griffin Weber. Gets to the wing, now cutting, finding Hackler. Henry stops, pops from three. That's no good. Running into the corner to try to save it. Out of bounds it goes, and Troy will get it back. With 17.5 seconds left here in the quarter, down 27-19. So a big opportunity to chip away a little bit more prior to the fourth quarter. See if they can. Here's Weber bouncing it to Hartman in the right corner. Gets it back to Weber. 10 seconds to go. Anderson, high left. Skips it to Weber. 5 seconds to go. Hartman inside. Norris. Montgomery guarding him. Gets a shot up in time, and it's going to count. Jarrett Norris right at the buzzer. He's got four, and it's going to be a 6-point game going into the fourth. Wetmore 27, Troy 21. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Big third quarter for Troy. They outscore Wetmore 10-4, and they're within six, 27-21, as we are underway here in the fourth. Griffin Weber around the screen, looking for Norris inside, kicked it off his shin in a turnover. Wetmore takes it back, their first possession of the fourth. 20 seconds in and a 6-point lead, 27-21. Here's Henry. He's been quiet in the second half. Now Carls. Back to Hackler. Now on the block. Guarded by Hartman. It's Henry. Kicks it out to Hackler. Nice ball fake. Steps in and banks it in from 15. Tim Duncan would approve. Storm Hackler now with four. Makes it 29-21. 40 seconds into the fourth. Big bucket for the Cardinals to extend out that lead. Here's Anderson, a left wing three. Short. Battling for the rebound underneath and finally tipped into the hands of Weber, and then he's going to be fouled. To a second chance opportunity there for Troy. Wetmore's going to pick up the foul. It's Womack with his third. Team foul number five. 7:07 left in the ball game. 29-21. Wetmore by eight. Troy with the ball. Hartman gets it in the corner, hands it off to Anderson. Closed out quickly by Womack. Now he throws a long pass top of the key to Griffin Weber. It's a ball screen. Works left. Hop steps inside, draws the body, and the foul. So free throws coming up for Griffin Weber. They get Hackler with the foul, his third, team six. So the rest of the game, Troy's going to be in the bonus. Griffin Weber here will shoot two points tonight, four rebounds. He is a 67% free throw shooter. He left this one short. As a team, the Trojans are 62% at the line. Certainly, all of these are going to be crucial down the stretch, and Griffin Weber goes 0-for-2, and the rebound for Jacob Carls. 29-21 Wetmore. Now they're going to get a whistle and a foul on Weber in the backcourt. Team foul number 3 guarding Womack. He was trying to bring it up the floor. Down to 6:49 left in the game, 29-21. Wetmore by 8 with the ball. Again, the way they play and how they like to slow things down, it's possessions are going to be at a premium for Troy. They set up Hackler, top of the key, is going to drive. Sidestep to defender, nearly laid it in. And a rebound for Jarrett Norris. Another opportunity for Troy to trip away. Weber, drive, stop and pop, left it short. Battle for the rebound underneath, and then finally ripped away by Hackler, and now a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Weber with this one, which would be his second. And team foul number 4. So the Cardinals have it, leading 29-21, 6:25 left in the game. So this one, again, low scoring. And a defensive battle. Here's Henry. High right on the wing. Wants to go baseline. Nearly had it knocked away. Bouncing it to Carls at the elbow. He'll stop and pop from there. Jacob Carls with a nice J. 8 points for Jacob Carls. 31-21. The lead back to 10 for Wetmore. Looking for Norris inside. Pass deflected. Bloom comes away with a steal. And once again, Womack will go grab it and walk it up the floor. They want to take that time off the clock. Here's Hackler, right side to Bloom on the wing. Wanted Henry on a cut, not there. Now Bloom kicks it to Carls. Carls left side pass to Womack. He'll dribble back to the top of the key and reset. Now he dribbles to the left wing, guarded heavily by Weber. Hackler to Bloom, open, a lefty three. In and out, no good. Rebound Troy. Norris with that one. He wants to go coast to coast. All the way in, offensive foul. It's going to be Storm Hackler who took the brunt of the heat. Norris picks up his second. Troy gives it back to Wetmore with 5:22 left in the game. Wetmore leading 31-21. Kayla Thayer is tough. The Cardinals head coach. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. We'll step aside back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
5:22 left in this one. Wetmore with the lead and the ball, 31-21. Out of the timeouts, trying to get the home split tonight. Troy girls victorious in the first game, 51-33. First meeting between these two this season. Henry hesitates, fires, and hits. It's a triple for Braden Henry. 17 in the ball game, and the lead at 13 with 5 minutes to go, 34-21. Boy, he waited, hesitated. Hartman didn't come out on him, and he put it right in his eye. Hartman right side on the wing, guarded by Henry, curls, gets inside, shot up and good. Big time shot for Reagan Hartman. He's got four, makes it 34-23 with about 4.5 minutes left in this game. Womack, high right on the wing. Gets the ball screen, stop and pop, straight on from 19, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it will go back to Troy with 4:23 left in the ball game. Wetmore leading 34-23. Weber to throw it in, Anderson to receive. Anderson collects, right back to Weber. Jogs across the timeline. Chest pass left to Bennett. Hands it right back to Weber on the wing. Gets a ball screen from Norris. All the way. Drive shot. No good. And tipped out of bounds underneath. But Troy will keep the possession. As Hackler couldn't quite hang on to the rebound. And every possession is crucial for Troy because the Cardinals just want to continue to kind of slow the pace and take time off the clock. Here's Weber. High left. Inside pass, Norris on the block. He's quickly doubled by Henry, but a foul's going to be called. As free throws will be coming up now. For Jarrett Norris, they get Braden Henry with his first, team seventh. Not sure how they thought he was shooting there, but they say Jarrett Norris is going to shoot two, and he hits the first free throw. And he's got five, one of the top scorers in the TBL at 17 points and 10 rebounds a game. He did not play in the first quarter for whatever reason, but he's certainly better when he's out there. He goes 2 for 2. He's got 6, and it's back to 9, 34-25 Wetmore, as we got 4 minutes down and 4 minutes left here in the fourth. Here's Womack. Henry now top of the key, guarded by Hartman. He'll back things out. Down to 3:45. Okay, they're going to continue to run some time off. Troy has just one more foul to give, and that's it. Troy's in the bonus the rest of the way. Henry working on Hartman. Left wing, backs out, will fire. Not this time, but a rebound for Bloom. Gets inside, layup good. Eric Bloom with a big offensive rebound and stick back. Gets it back to an 11-point lead, 36-25 with 3:20 to go. Here's Hartman to Weber, left corner, comes out towards the wing. Now top of the key to Bennett. Bennett's right side pass to Cam Anderson. Womack closing out quickly, curls to the top of the key. Now Weber, a left wing three, that is well short. Saved underneath, but into the hands of Henry. Henry wants to get it up the floor, does so to Bloom, layup good. Eric Bloom, back-to-back buckets, he's got 9, the lead back to 13 with under 3 minutes to go, 38-25. Here's Cam Anderson, left corner. Troy needing a bucket here. Anderson from way beyond NBA range. No good, but who's right there? Norris, an offensive rebound and stick back and a timeout. It is a 30, so that is a much-needed bucket, but Wetmore with an 11-point lead at 38-27 with 2:35 left in the ball game. Again, stick around. We'll have our post game coming up after the broadcast. We'll announce our player of the game and break down this one tonight as the Troy girls victorious in game one, 51-33. And now the Wetmore boys and taking some big clutch shots after struggling on the offensive end in the third quarter. Gotten good play out of Eric Bloom, who's scored the last four for the Cardinals. Largest lead of the game has been 13. A couple times here in the second half, Troy got it back to within 6 and 7 on a few different occasions, but haven't been much closer than that pretty much all night. They will bring the pressure here defensively in the full court. Out of the timeout, they get it into Womack. 2:35 left. It's a 38-27 lead for Wetmore. Womack gets it across the timeline. Now Bloom left wing. Bouncing it back to Womack, top of the key. At the elbow. Henry inside. Bloom layup good. Eric Bloom, six straight. He's got 11. Lead back to 13, 40-27. Bennett to three. No good. Rebound for Wetmore in the corner. Womack has it. And then a whistle and a, I was going to say a foul, but I think it was deflected out of bounds. And it was last touched by Wetmore, so Troy's going to get it, so the Cardinals turn it over. 2:08 left in the game. Wetmore leads by 13 at 40-27. Hartman spins. Floater. Good, and the foul. Much needed. Reagan Hartman with six and a chance for a three-point play. Gets it back to within 40-29 with 2:05 left. Fouls on Henry, his second. Team foul number eight. So Reagan Hartman, who has 6 points tonight, a 59% free throw shooter. That one is good. So he gets the three. He's got seven, and the lead is 10. 40-30 for Wetmore with 2 minutes to go. Can they hold on and get a big win on the road here in league play? Here's Bloom on the right wing. Gets it back up top to Womack. Womack guarded by Weber, down to 147. Here is Hackler, guarded by Bennett, and then a whistle and a foul. And if that's Bennett, that is five. And the 5'9 sophomore, Bowden Bennett, has fouled out of the game with 2 points and one rebound. Austin Grable will check in. The last foul to give for Troy, so Wetmore's going to have to throw it in, far sideline. Gets it into Henry, bouncing it to Bloom, a little give-and-go layup, good. Another bucket for Eric Bloom. He has scored 8 straight points, and it's 42-30. There's a missed three by Anderson, a rebound for Carls, and that's a big momentum swing, and then there's a whistle and a foul with 1:27 to go. And free throws coming up for Wetmore. A 42-30 lead. It's a 1-1 for Kyler Womack. The foul was on Griffin Weber, his third. Womack, a 63% free throw shooter, has not scored tonight, but has 4 rebounds. And the free throw is no good. Jarrett Norris, the rebound. Need a bucket quickly if you're Troy. Down 12, 42-30 with 1:20 to go. Good pass inside, layup good by Austin Grable, who had just checked into the game, and a whistle and a timeout. 10-point game, 42-32. I think it's a Troy timeout. Trying to see if it is a full or a 30. And I missed the call there. So we'll just go ahead and keep it right here. Again, 1:17 left in this game. Wetmore leading by 10, 42-32. Up next for both of these teams on Friday, Wetmore will travel to Lynn. Troy returns home to take on Frankfort. Trojans in danger of losing their first TBL game of the season. And at that point, you have a team like Hanover sitting there also undefeated in league play, trying to create their separation atop the league standings. This would be a big win for the Cardinals. Last year they were 14-9, their first winning season in 20 years, and now looking to improve to 11-6 if they can hold on. Here in this one, they lead it by 10 with 1:17 to go. They get it into Henry and guarded by Hartman, and he is bumped and fouled with 1:13 left, and Henry will shoot a 1-1. Probably shouldn't foul the guy who is shooting 92% at the line here in the last couple of weeks since the TBL tournament. On the year, he is 75%, but since the TBL tournament, Henry has hit 92% of his free throws. And tonight he's 4-for-5. Free throw up, and it's good. 18 for Braden Henry. Makes it 43-32 Wetmore, down to 1:13 left. Second, good as well, pure. 19 for Braden Henry, 44-32 with 70 seconds to go. And we get a whistle and a jump ball. And possession arrow is going to give it back to Wetmore with 106 left in the game. Now danger zone for Troy. Down 12 with 66 seconds to go in the game. Bloom throws it in, gets it to Henry, and again, not the person you probably want to foul, but they foul quickly, and it's Henry going right back to the free throw line. It's still a 1-1. Down to 104 left in the game. Waiting to see who the foul was on. It looks to be Cam Anderson, and that's his first. Team foul number 9. Henry's first is up and in. Another 20 spot for Braden Henry. He's got 5 rebounds to boot. Sensational athlete and one of the best in the TBL. And he misses the second. In and out, no good. Rebound for Jarrett Norris. Norris works baseline. Lost it off his foot. Out of bounds. And was it last touched by Wetmore? Believe it was, so Troy will keep it. 59 seconds to go. It's a 45-32 Wetmore lead. 13 tying the largest lead of the evening. Cam Anderson to throw it in. Gets it right side to Hartman on the wing. Ball fakes. Works it to the top of the key. Now Anderson sidesteps and fires a long three. It's an air ball. No good. Out of bounds it goes. And back to Wetmore with just under 51 seconds to go and leading 45-32. Henry gets it in. They don't foul him this time, and they get it up the floor to Womack. Womack is now going to be fouled by Jarrett Norris. Norris will pick up his third. Team foul number 10. So now it's a double bonus scenario as Womack, who is 0-for-2 at the line and is yet to score, a chance to really put this game away. He can knock down a couple of free throws. We're down to 44 seconds to go, and he buries the first. And is on the board. 46-32, lead at 14, largest lead of the game for Wetmore. Seconds is out, no good. He goes 1-for-2, Norris the rebound. 40 seconds to go, 46-32 Wetmore. Griffin Weber will step back, a deep three that's in and out, no good. He's able to somehow get his own rebound, throw another one up, no good. Jarrett Norris a rebound and puts that one back up and in. And now a whistle and a timeout with 30 seconds to go. The lead is 12, 46-34 Wetmore. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside for a quick 30. 30 seconds left, Wetmore by 12. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Down to 30 seconds left in the ball game. Wetmore leading by 12. 46-34 over Troy. As if it holds at this point, it'll be a split tonight. The Troy girls victorious in the first game, 51-33. But again, Wetmore certainly had to fight, especially here in the fourth quarter after Troy had a nice third quarter to get back into it. Right now, Wetmore just trying to get it in and needing some free throws and trying to avoid a 5 count, and Wetmore's going to have to burn a timeout. It is a full, so we'll take another one as well. Again, 30 seconds left, 46-34, Wetmore by 12. We'll step aside back in a moment here on KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number.
and no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things.
Well, snap out of it!
There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Sorry about that. A technical difficulty, but we're back up. Braden Henry hitting two more free throws. 22 points for the 6'1 senior. The lead is 14 with 20 seconds to go and a whistle and a foul as Griffin Weber put up a shot, and I think he's going to be able to shoot three as Hackler picks up his fourth foul with 20 seconds to go. But ultimately delaying the inevitable is Wetmore clawing and scratching for a victory tonight. As the first free throw is up and good for Griffin Weber. Now has three in the ball game, five rebounds. Second free throw, in and out, no good. So he's shooting three. He's gone one for two so far. It's 48-35, and just 20 seconds left in the game. The third is up and good. So four in the game for Griffin Weber as Bloom gets it up the floor, and Bloom's going to foul or going to get fouled by Griffin Weber. So he's got four and 17 seconds left. Bloom will shoot two free throws. Boy, Bloom has had a great fourth quarter. He's got eight of his 13 here in the fourth. And he buries the first free throw. 14 in the game for Eric Bloom, who averages 8 points per game. Makes it 49-36 with 17 seconds to go. As both free throws up and good for Bloom, and he's got 15. 50-36. Here's Hartman for three, short. Rebound for Jarrett Norris underneath. Layup curls up and in. With 5 seconds to go, and Troy's going to back off, and that's going to do it as Wetmore's going to win this one. 50-38, an impressive road win, and the first loss in league play for Troy. Final score, Cardinals 50, Trojans 38. Postgame next brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Over? Did you say over?
nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back one final time as we wrap this one up from Wetmore, as it's a split tonight. Troy girls winning the first game 51-33, but the Wetmore boys victorious in the nightcap 50-38. Cardinals get to now 11-6, 7-4 in TBL play, as the Trojans suffer their first loss in league play as they drop to 11-6, now 8-1 in TBL play. Get you the final numbers in this one and get you our player of the game, and we'll start with Wetmore, as Braden Henry, who continues to rip it up here since the TBL tournament, another big night, 22 points and 5 rebounds, as he was 9 of 11 from the free throw line as well. Big night again for the 6'1 senior. 15 for Eric Bloom. He had, I believe, 12 of his 15 in the second half. So a big second half for Eric Bloom, at a big stretch in the fourth quarter to help keep that lead out at arm's length. Jacob Carls, 8 points and 7 rebounds, 4 points from Storm Hackler, and then 1 point from Kyler Womack. For Troy, they got 12 points, 11 rebounds from Jarrett Norris, despite not playing in the first quarter. Reagan Hartman had 7, 4 apiece from Griffin Weber and Preston Christensen. They also got 5 from Cam Anderson. And then a 2 apiece from Seth Judd, Bowden Bennett, and Austin Grable. 9 turnovers in the game for Wetmore. 18 turnovers for Troy. Troy hit 9 of 13 at the foul line. Wetmore hit 13 of 19 at the free throw line. Troy ends up out-rebounding Wetmore 21-19. So again, up next for both of these teams, Friday, as Wetmore goes on the road to take on Lynn, Troy returns home to battle Frankfurt. Let's announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, again, continuing to tear it up really since, really all season, but more since the TDL tournament, Braden Henry, the 6'1 senior, boy, he was just smooth tonight. 22 points, 5 rebounds, 9 of 11 from the charity stripe, and a big reason why his team got this win, and they are now 11-6. Overall, Troy with the loss, they also dropped to 11-6. So big night, Braden Henry, 22 points, 5 rebounds. Our player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank. So it's a split tonight as the Troy girls are victorious in the first game, 51-33. And then it's the Wetmore boys taking down the Trojans in the nightcap, 50-38. Again, up next for both of these teams on Friday, Wetmore, they travel to Lynn, Troy back at home against Frankfurt. That's going to wrap up our broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're on the airwaves or linking up online at mscsports.net. We appreciate it very much. For Kirk Hillman back in studio, I am Brandon Tam, and we'll talk to you on Friday for more high school hoops here on Kansaland Radio.